Welcome to the Go TAFE Goulburn Valley Football League with Mark the Statsman Owens.
Well, talking all things Euroa, of course, it's a broadcast game today, isn't it? It's, of course, Euroa up against Tatura, and gee, what a great game it was. I was at Seymour FM last week, but Tatura getting up with, of course, Chaz Sargent kicking a goal after the siren. It was a ripping game to kick off the opening round of the season for both clubs. Euroa and Tat at Memorial Oval today, of course. Last week, Euroa, well, they had a bit of a job on their hands against the Shepherd and Swans, didn't they? They went to Princess Park and they won by 3 points in the end. The Swans were really gallant, though, and Euroa had a sort of fight on their hands. I don't think many were expecting the Swans to get that close in the end, but full credit to them. But Euroa do open up their account with a win for the season. And like I said, Tatura in the Seymour FM broadcast game, 103.9 Seymour FM. Of course, Seymour, by the way, have got the bye today. I think there's a Farmers Expo at King Park. So Echuca and, of course, Seymour will be sitting it out today as well. Should have looked up when that game will take place, but I didn't, unfortunately. But anyway, back to Euroa and Tatura. Your call team this afternoon from 1:30 onwards, Jason Welch, of course, will be there. Jack Brophy will be calling as well. Paul Digger-Jokerico will probably be doing some specials and on the boundary as well this afternoon. So haven't been updated to the full list of commentators yet, but I believe that will be the call team. I know Jason Welch is definitely heading there this afternoon. And when you look at Euroa, of course, they made finals last year, didn't they, Euroa? And Tatura, they finished eighth last season. But a lot expecting, of course, Tat to elevate up in 2023. Of course, Euroa got to the prelim after losing the grand final the year before. When you have a look at it statistically, the record, Euroa's got not a bad record against Tat. Since 2019, it's 4-2 Euroa's way, actually. And Euroa's won every game since COVID against Tat. You've got to go all the way back for Tat's last win. It was actually at Memorial Oval against Euroa. It was by 49 points on the 17th of August 2019 in round 17. Tatura's last win there. Euroa are going for 5 on the bounce against Tat this afternoon. Of course, when you look at it, they've got plenty of experience now. Jet Trotter, who's an experienced GBL footballer now, their leading goal kicker from last season, came through the junior ranks, of course, there at Euroa under Ryan Pendlebury, who's a new coach at the club, of course, in 2024. But, of course, he came to the club in 2023. He's the brother of Scott, of course, and has got that BFL experience defensively. Jet Trotter, leading goal kicker of 2023, kicked 4 goals last week in that win against the Swans to help them get him over the line there. Silver Youssef, he kicked 3 goals. He's from Avondale Heights, was an Altona junior. He's new to the club this season, and he might be one to watch this afternoon. Just a newer player and reference point there for Euroa. Nate Trotter, of course, another Trotter defensively, a Euroa junior that spent a little while out at Keilor defensively, is one of the, I think, more underrated defenders of the league, to be quite truthful. Of course, Will Hayes isn't playing again today, but they have named Jack Hillier, who didn't play last week. He's back to the club. Of course, he played in the grand final in 2022. He is the VFL captain there, a former VFL captain for the Pies, of course. You look at Tatura and under coach Paul Barnard. Gee, they were good last week. Hung in there against Seymour. Look, to be fair, Seymour did have a few outs, but no excuses. They were just too good on the day. Tatura, Ethan Penrith, their best and fairest winner from 2023, was really good out of defence. Reads the play really well. Of course, he's a Northcote junior and played in the Preston youth teams growing up. And, of course, VFL listed with the Northern Bullants there. Played there for a while. Chaz Sargent kicked the winning goal last week. Look, he didn't get among their better players. Ethan Penrith did, but I thought he was good. Like, he kicked 3 goals, and I don't usually give it to a goal kicker, but he had a lot of shots in the second half, and he presented across that half forward line. Of course, he's played out at Lavington as well, and he's a really strong overhead mark. And this new player they picked up, Jacob Simpson, mobile ruckman, 194 centimetres from Lake Bogers, played at Maroochydore as well, was quite solid for them last week in his debut for the Bulldogs. So who to go for? This is a real 50-50 game. It's an absolute cracker, to be quite honest. I think Euroa should get over the line at home, but it won't surprise me when I jump in the car from the Maroochydore Recreation Reserve at 5 o'clock after Maroochydore have played Benalla, and Joshy Revens takes the airwaves for, of course, the GMCU Saturday night scoreboard service if he says Tatura beat Euroa. But I think Euroa should win that game there. Mansfield take on the Shepparton Swans. Of course, they are 0-2 now, Mansfield. They've had the two games this season. Of course, they lost the prelim in 2022 and went out in the first week of the finals last year. They're up against Shep. Swans today up against, of course, Coach Jed Wright, Shepparton Swans. And, of course, Jack Hutchins takes over as coach at Mansfield. Of course, he played 19 games for Gold Coast between 2011 and 2014. I think he's actually a Mansfield local going back to his junior days. I could be wrong in saying that, but I'm pretty sure he's got a link going back there. Ben Christopher, of course, he's come through the ranks as a Mansfield junior. Played at Old Zabs in the Ammos there as well for a little while. He was their leading goal kicker last season. He hit the scoreboard last week. He kicked two goals in their loss to Shepparton, and now they meet the Swans today. Paddy Marks, he kicked two goals as well, sneaking more forward. Looks like they might play him more forward in season 2024. Just going to have to wait and see. He can play anywhere. Carney, of course, he was on Collingwood's VFL list there for a while. Matt Perry got off to a good start. He's one off circle for the season for the Swans, of course. He's from Waverley in the Eastern Football League. He's a premiership player in 2022. Captained the last two seasons at that club. Kicked three goals. He's a noted goal kicker and good on a lead as well. And I had him sort of penciled in as my roughie to win the goal kicking this season. Luke Davies made his debut for the Swans in senior ranks, of course, two-time premiership player at Lancaster in the last two seasons. And he was really good last week across halfback as well. Mansfield, Itechi, they could do anything, but I think maybe the Swans might just have too much firepower for them today, Mansfield. This is another 50-50 game as well. Maroochydore take on Benalla today. Coach John Lamont, of course, goes around again for Maroochydore and Benalla. Jared Waite, of course, the ex-Carlton North Melbourne footballer, goes around for Benalla as coach this season. Look, Maroochydore got off to a good start in the broadcast game under the lights there last week at, of course, Kai Abram. Maroochydore winning by 8 points in the end. And Kai came at him. Maroochydore haven't beaten Kai for a really long time. So a good first up effort there under John Lamont. Daniel Johnston kicking five goals. Coburg VFL listed. Nathan Drummond's back at the club now. He's a Maroochydore junior. Of course, he was on Richmond's VFL list. Played five games between 2015 2018. But he had a lot of injuries, unfortunately, for Nathan. He was pretty good in that midfield. And look, they've lost Jackson Trengrove and Chris Neild, as we well know, in the off-season, but look like they found a different avenue to goal there. Of course, they take on Benalla, like I said, Jared Waite. Talk about goal kickers. He's, well, just on the AFL career with Carlton and North Melbourne, 244 games, kicked 377 goals. And, of course, Christopher Welch as well in that midfield. Of course, he was a junior that won the flag in 2015 in the under-18s there as well. He's been a best and fairest winner at the club in the past, Benalla. Maroochydore should get Benalla today, although Jared Waite's always dangerous. But Maroochydore should get the job done there. I should have just pointed out as well that was really remiss of me, but that Euroa Tatura game, it's also on streamer today on, of course, your streaming services, the new platform that GVL have got in season 2024, as the game between Kai and Maroochydore was last week. Rochi take on Kai Abram. So Shire can pass be Derby today. And, of course, Rochi finished 10th in 2023. Had a first-up win last week against Benalla by 75 points. That was at Benalla. And Kai, like I just said, went down to Maroopna under the lights at the Kai Rec last week. They, of course, lost the grand final in 2023. Of course, Coach Ash Watson goes around again. He's a former Morrison medalist. Not playing these days, of course. But Mitch Cricilli, 6 goals against Benalla last week. Finished 3rd in the Morrison in 2023. Great. He's looking for another big game today. And this guy they picked up from Kangaroo Flat, I noticed, got among their better players. Apparently he's a tackle machine, midfielder. Runner-up in the best and fairest in 2023 at Kangaroo Flat, I do believe. Mitchell Thurfrua, and I think that's how you pronounce it. Sorry, Mitchell, if I have botched that surname. Of course, Kai Abram, very impressed with Marcus Koo, this ruckman they picked up, 201 centimetres from Mount Gravatt. Of course, Corey Carver and Kane Herbert. Of course, Kane Herbert's running around again. He was actually quite solid last week as well. And of course, he always attracts votes in the Morrison medal, doesn't he, Kane Herbert? Probably unlucky not to win one in the last couple of seasons. Umpires just really do notice him in that midfield and out on that wing on occasion. Anthony Di Pasquale, a youngster coming through. He kicked 2 goals last week. He's going to needed to be really stepping up on the goal kicking now in the absence of Mueller and Kane Pettifer that have departed the club in the off-season. But he kicked 31 goals last season, so he's a very classy footballer, Anthony Di Pasquale, and be interesting to see how he goes in 2024. Look, I think Kai may get Rochi at home again. Another 50-50 contest. The league's worked out this round two draw really, really well. There's a lot of 50-50 contests today, but Rochi should get Kai. Or Kai should get Rochi, I should say, beg your pardon. Well, maybe Rochi might get Kai. We're just going to have to wait and see. But I'm tipping Kai, if that made any sense at all. In the final game, we've got United up against Shepparton. Of course, they both missed the finals. Now, this game, by the way, is under the lights tonight at 6 p.m. Now, I should have pointed out as well, Rochi and Kai Abram are under the lights at 6 p.m. at Moon Oval. Under the lights at Moon Oval at 6 p.m. for Rochi Kai this evening. So that was remiss of me to not point that out. And I'll go through times of the seniors again in a moment. But Shepparton United and, of course, Shepparton. I might sneak over to Deakin Reserve and have a little bit of a look at that this evening. Of course, under Dwayne Houston, they finished 11th last season. He's back coaching the club. Jack McCartney returns to the club from Ormond. I think he was an Ormond junior, but he also was a United junior as well, was a best and fairest winner in their under-16s. Cole Clark is always a class act, isn't he? And he was a United junior. He's captain of the club these days for United. You look across at Shep, Ted Linden and Xavier Stevenson are the co-coaches, of course. Lewis McShane from Cobram, he kicked 4 goals last week in that win over Mansfield that they had at Deakin. So they're 2 weeks in a row at Deakin for Shep. Of course, United are the hosts this evening, though. Luke Smith, of course, we know him from the 2018 Premiership. Apparently was really well last night. He's also been on Geelong's VFL list in the past. And Liam Duguid, who plays down back, or I've seen him play down back. They might be using him in a different role. I'm not sure. I'm yet to see him play this year, but I might go and have a look tonight at Deakin. Of course, won a flag at Golden Square in 2023 and Shepparton Premiership player as well. I'm thinking that Shep might have too much on United this evening, but always cracking games. And it's a bit like United-Shepparton games are a bit like Collingwood Essendon and Anzac Day. You just throw the form guide out. They just have a life of their own, don't they? And those games, anything could happen, but I'm thinking Shep should beat United tonight. So I'll just go through those times for you because we've actually got 2 night games. So, of course, the broadcast game this afternoon at Euroa's Memorial Oval between Euroa and Tatura at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Our broadcast gets underway at 1:30 on 1FM 98.5 on your radio frequency. Also on 1fm985.com.au, on the Community Services Plus app, or on Streamer per the visual platform, which is the new visual platform that the GBL have got this season. Mansfield take on the Swans at the Mansfield Rec. That's at 2 p.m. this afternoon, or 2 p.m. I should say this afternoon. Beg your pardon there. Maroopna take on Benalla. It's at the Maroopna Rec at 2 p.m. as well. And then we have Rochester taking on Kai at Moon Oval, 6 p.m. start. And then we have United take on Shepparton at Deakin Reserve, 6 p.m. start. Now, I haven't mentioned Echuca and Seymour because they both sit it out. Of course, Echuca played played two games already this season. They sit it out. But, of course, I believe that there was an expo, some sort of farming expo or something at Kings Park in Seymour today. So the ground is being used for that purpose. So not sure when they'll re-catch that up, but they will throughout the season. Well, what we might do, we'll give my voice a rest and give you a rest from having to put up with my voice for so long. We'll go to a sponsors break, have some music, come out the other side with news at 8:30 to weather, and then we'll have a look at the GoTAFE Golden Valley Netball.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. What can we offer you in the months ahead? 1. Tractor parts, new and used for Ford, Fiat, Massey Ferguson, Sami, Deutz, Landini, McCormick, New Holland and Grey Fergies. 2. Used tractors for sale, and we are looking for good used tractors and sick tractors to wreck. Plus new mulches, multi-disc sprayers, etc. It will get tough in the months ahead, so to save dollars, ring me, Daryl, at Aussie Ag Supplies, 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235
000. 1FM sponsor.
Now is the time to join at the Friendly Club, the Maroopna Golf Club. Join today and enjoy full member benefits until the end of June 2025. There is a membership category to suit any budget, with memberships starting from as low as $485 for country members and full memberships just $685, taking you through until the end of June 2025. That's a whole lot of value for a whole lot of fun. So what are you waiting for? Join today at the Friendly Club, the Maroopna Golf Club.
1FM sponsor.
It's time to wake up to sleep at the 40 Wings famous 40-hour sale, where you can save up to 40% off store-wide, but only for 40 hours. Save up to 40% on leading brand mattresses, bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more, only for 40 hours. Plus, enjoy up to 40 months interest-free. But hurry, the 40 Wings famous 40-hour sale is set to end Sunday. 40 Winks, serious about sleep.
Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Station sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott
from 1FM's Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor.
With you for over 30 years. This is 1FM.
Now, I'm a duffer. I forgot to do the reserves and under-18s 2 weeks in a row with the GoTAFE Golden Valley League. I'm a little bit rusty. I'm going to have to get the filing system a bit better, but really quickly on the reserves. And, of course, today just having a look there. All games get underway at midday, except for Rochie, Kai, United, Shepparton get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon for your reserves. After round one, there's a couple of plays, teams that have played two games, and players as well, of course, but top six looks like this. Echuca on top in the reserves, 2-0. Seymour, the runner-up from last season with the one win. Benalla with the one win. Kai with the one win. Euroa with the one win. And Mansfield with the one win. Of course, United, the premiers, with a first-up loss to Echuca last week by 56 points for those who are interested. Your leading goal kickers after week one, all on four goals. Jacob Howes from Mansfield, played out at Bonnie Doon for a while on four goals. Fraser Brooks, who was pretty prominent for Echuca in the reserves last season, was an Echuca junior on the four goals as well. And Julian Morgan, former St. Mary's junior, who was in that captain, actually, the 2023 reserves premiership loss to United there, of course. Like I said, St. Mary's Junior on 4 goals. And, of course, Kobe Isel of Maroopna. Maroopna Junior, he kicked 4 goals last week, played one senior game back in round 2 of 2023. In the under-18s, of course, as well. Echuca 2-0 on top. Of course, we've had the 2 games. Of course, we all know they're going for 5 premierships in a row in the under-18s. Seymour 1-0. After 1 week in second, Rochier in third with a win, Shepherd in fourth with a win, Maroopna in fifth with a win, and the Swans are in sixth with a win. Now, all games get underway at 10 o'clock today, except for Rochie Kai and United Shep. Those games in the under-18s, Rochie Kai, United Shep, get underway at 2 p.m. Every other game gets underway at 10 a.m. Toby Woodfine, 12 goals, I believe, for Rochester under-18s last week in, of course, a win against Manila there last week. Derby James of Echuca, who I believe is from Leachfield Gunbower, was playing under-16s there this time last year, kicking 8 goals. Gee, they just find them, don't they, Echuca? And they find youngsters as well. And Luke Stone of Echuca, again, through that Echuca junior system, he's come from, now he's in the under-18s. He kicked 5 goals last week as well.
Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sports Show. We're about to have a look at the GoTape Golden Valley Netball League, of course. Not forgetting today the Criterium Bike Race takes place in Euroa. Organisers have advised that Railway Street Euroa will be closed by traffic management from 1 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. today. Now, there's a map you can access, especially for footballers, netballers and the general public today. My best advice is this, and I hope you get some success with it. If you Google Criterium Bike Race Euroa, or maybe check the JBL Facebook or web pages there, or maybe if someone from 1FM's even listening and can put it up on our socials, if they can access that map as well, might be a bit of an idea there. So we're going to have to just wait and see how you go with that one. That, of course, Euroa taking on TAT today, which is our broadcast game, getting underway at 1:30, the broadcast at Memorial Oval as well. So after 1 o'clock today, or, yep, 1 o'clock today, there'll be alternative routes to try and get there to Memorial Oval. So just be aware if you are travelling in Euroa around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Speaking of which, let's have a look at the Memorial Oval netball courts, where Euroa, of course, are runners-up to Echuca in last year's grand final. Weren't they? They've had, a big first-up win at Princess Park last week against the Swans by some 28 goals. Ali Warnock is the coach. Up against TAT today, who finished 11th in 2022, but made finals and went out in the second week in 2023. So made a lot of big steps up the ladder last season. Holly Reid for Euroa, of course, she's from Kai's, probably the big recruit to leave a club and go to another club in the netball side of things. Mid-quarter, who defends well, as runner-up in the Wellman in 2022, I believe. Tyler Marchbank, of course, best and fairest for Euroa in 2023 defensively, is always quite good. Tatura, co-coaches Steph Gorey-Smith and Elise Boyer taking on the roles in 2023, of course. They've got Molly Boyle, best and fairest in the final, best and fairest at the club, and best in finals last season. And Molly Kennedy of that VNL experience as well. Cracking contest, absolutely it is, and could go either way. I'm thinking maybe Euroa at home, though, in that one. Mansfield take on the Swans. Of course, Mansfield in 0-2 in 11th spot currently. They're winless in 2023. They got a new coach to the club in 2024, Alex Ball, who's new premiership player at Parkville, apparently comes to Mansfield as coach. Nellie Cousins, who coached in 2023, 2 times best and fairest winner, not coaching but playing, I do believe, for Mansfield. And, of course, Till Lang, the mid-quarter, returns to the club. So a bit of experience returning there. New coach, Jana Reardon, of the Swans as well. Look, like I said, they went down to Yarrawa, 28 goals at Princess Park last week. Mansfield went to the Deakin Reserve netball courts against Shep. Probably not a bad effort in a lot of ways. They lost by 16 goals in the end. Well, I know that's a lot of goals, but Mansfield were a young developing squad. It probably wasn't that bad an effort that it sort of reads on paper there. Of course, they got as Swans have got another big inclusion to the club, another big in from the off-season, Natasha Atkinson-Brown, mid-quarter, who was formerly a Rumbelara. So you'd think the Swans would be too strong, even though it's at Mansfield Rec netball courts, but you'd think Swans would be too long, but it will be too strong at the end of the day. Maroochydore, of course, they got off to a first-up win under the lights at the Kai Rec, I should say, beg your pardon, last week by 31 points. Over Kyabram. That was a pretty big victory. Of course, they lost the prelim last season. So on top currently after their first up effort. Mia Fallon returns to the club in that midcourt role, but she can go defence as well, or she has some defensive parts to her game. Ash Lancaster is an offensive player from Rupner, one to watch today against Vanilla, who Joe Toms is coaching. One to watch this season for Vanilla is Natalie Pritchard. You would think Maroochydore would probably be too strong for Vanilla, who finished 10th last season. This game, I should point it out too, that all those games I just mentioned, Yarrawa Tat, Mansfield Swans, Maroochydore Vanilla, all get underway at 2:15 today because there are two night games. Not forgetting that Echuca and Seymour are sitting it out this week. They're having a bye because of, I think it's a farmer's expo. I should have looked that up. Some sort of expo at Kings Park, Seymour. Rochie hosts Kai at 6 o'clock this evening, I believe, under the lights there. But always with the netball too, just don't take me verbatim. Just make sure you do check the websites and everything with the netball, because I went through the lower grades and they were all mishmashing last week. So, yeah, make sure you do check your guides and just don't take me verbatim. But I've got it at this stage, Rochie taking on Kai at 6 under the lights. Of course, same coaching set up for Rochie as last year, Rachel Whipp and Linda Rasmussen. They missed out on finals last season. They finished 7th. Tia Webb is a new attacking player. Of course, efficient in front of goal for them. From Maiden Gully, I believe she comes from Till Hocking, who's been at the club forever and a day now. She's still quite young, has come through their junior program as an attacking player, of course, for Rochie. Raz Hilton is the coach of Kyabram. Of course, like we said, they lost Holly Reid in the off-season, went to Yarrawa. Lib Hall has gone as well, a couple of big outs. They've got Eliza Carver, who's up from the under-17s, and Abby Walsdorp will probably get more mid-court minutes and play probably a bit more A-grade this season. So you'd think maybe Rochie would be too strong. Always a cracking contest. So under the lights tonight at 6 o'clock in the netball. In the final game, United take on Shepparton at Deakin. United finished 9th last year. And, of course, Shepparton last season went out in the first week of the finals. Had a win last week, United, first up, over Echuca, the Premier. This was somewhat of a raising of the eyebrows with, of course, Echuca winning the flag last season, and United got them on the Paul of Murray by 12 goals last week. Very good win by United indeed. New coach Laura Cole, who was their best and fairest winner last year. And, of course, Erin Houston, who comes in from Shepparton East, where she, of course, took Shepparton East undefeated last season to a premiership. They've got Tamara Skinner, multiple best and fairest at Numurkah, is back at United, played there in the 2010s. And Shepparton, the, of course, Tracy Brereton era took about there at last week, comes to an end. Stacey Thompson is the new coach. Of course, she's been, I believe, at Shepparton since around 2004 as a junior. And, of course, they picked up Ella Oger from Maroochydore in the off-season, who's a defensive player, can play both ends, but I think, mainly plays defence. Look, Shepparton and United, it's going to be a cracker at Deakin. United are hosting on the Deakin netball courts, and just off the strength of last week's victory to United, I've got to give them maybe a chance in this one, and maybe they might beat Shep today, but this will be a cracking contest. Wouldn't surprise me to be a tie or a draw, by the way, there. And not forgetting that, of course, Seymour and Echuca, I knew I'd muck up my E's at one point. Seymour and Echuca have the bye this week. Let's have a look at what happened with B grade. And I'm saying this week with the B grade, B reserve, under 17 and under 15s, just check the websites because I couldn't make sense of the times. So just check the websites. Maybe I'm getting older and sillier, but yeah, anyway, just check your times. B grade, let's have a look at it. Of course, in B grade last season, of course, we had Shepparton winning the flag over Echuca. And after round one, it looks like this. Echuca on top. They've had the two wins, runners-up in 23. Like I said, Shepparton got the flag. They're second at the moment. Rochi are in third. Maroochydore in fourth. Seymour in fifth. Yarrara in sixth, all with first-up wins. B reserve, of course, Seymour on top with a win. Benalla on second with a win. Shepparton with the one win. Kai with the one win. Echuca with the 1-1 record in fifth spot. Flag in season 2023. Actually, 1-1 record. I'm going to check that B reserve. Oh, actually, I might be right. B reserve, yeah, that could be right. 1-1 record flag in 2023. United, of course, with the 1-1 record in sixth spot. And even Swans are in seventh, who were runner-ups last season. They got the 1-1 record as well. The under-17s look something like this. After a couple of rounds or one round and a course, Echuca and Mansfield have played twice heading into today. Echuca with the two wins on top. Swans with a win. Maroochydore in third with a win. They were the premiership winners from last season. Shep, who were runners-up in the under-17s last season, they're in fourth spot. Rochi in fifth and Seymour in sixth, all with a win. And finally, in the under-15s, Echuca, who won the flag against Maroochydore last year, they're on top of the two wins from their two games. Tat with the win, of course, opened up their season last week, as did Shep, with a win there. Third, the Swans are fourth, the 1-1 record. The under-15 Maroochydore girls runner-up in 2023, 1-1, and Maroochydore and Benalla, I should say, in sixth spot with the 1-0 record. So that's a wrap for the Go Tafe Golden Valley football and netball. So that brings a close to the netball, of course, this morning. So may your team win. And without the risk of sounding like a broken record, I will just read this out one more time. So you might have just turned me on for the first time today. Hello, where you been? If you've been not listening, you've just missed the Go Tafe Golden Valley League show. Anyway, you can catch it on podcast if you like on 1FM. Of course, the Criterium bike race at Yarrowa today, organisers have advised that the race at that Railway Street Yarrowa will be closed by traffic management from 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Now, there's a map to access, especially for footballers and netballers, the general public. If you Google Criterium Bike Race Yarrowa, you'd probably come across it. Well, I'm suggesting maybe check the GBL socials because that's how we got the wind that this was happening today as well. And not forgetting, of course, finally hosted by Jason Welch, our broadcast game getting underway at 1:30 this afternoon. It is Yarrowa taking on Tatura, live from Memorial Oval. Of course, your call team is Jason Welch, Jack Brophy, and I believe Paul Digger-Jokerico might be doing boundary and a bit of specials on the afternoon as well, getting underway at 1:30. The bounce down at 2 p.m. You can listen to that, of course, on 1FM 98.5 on your radio dial. You can listen that on the, of course, fm985.com.au, the Community Services Plus app, or if you want to watch it visually and you can't get to the game, you can watch Streamer, of course, the new platform. If you just sign up, it's for free. I did it really easy. I mean, if I could sign up to it, anyone can. I did last Saturday evening and re-watched the Kai Marupna game. So that's Streamer. So if you Google Streamer, I'm sure you'll come across it.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Hi guys, Peter Cardamone from the beautiful Goulburn Valley. When you think of the GV area, you think of fruit, dairy and sunshine. And when it comes to real estate, the Goulburn Valley is booming. Did you know that Cardamone Real Estate are the five-time winner of the Rate My Agent Agency of the Year? We service Shepparton, Kyalla, Marupna, Talamba and Chatura. So, list and sell or have your property managed by the team that gets great results. The number one team, Cardamone Real Estate, and right across the Goulburn Valley, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
SDP Tax has been your trusted local accounting firm and has been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax deductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 436 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 436 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.